Welcome to the Tales of Long Box podcast. This is episode 321. Spotlight on Marvel Comics, Marvel Rebirth. I mean Legacy number one, circa 2017. Blah, blah. Weird. I'm Chris Mosby.
You want to try that again? No, I'm kidding. You are Chris Mosby.
Yeah.
You got that part right. Good job. No, I'm Caleb. I'm Caleb Gerard.
Okay.
And I am Murray Fox.
Awesome.
Hey, real quick. Have you guys read the latest Blue Beetle?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
That was good stuff, wasn't it? Halfway through it? Okay. Yeah, I was... And then at the end, it says whole new team.
Yep.
Sucks. Bye-bye, Giffen.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, you know. What are you going to do? All right. Okay, so Marvel Legacy. And like I would... It's not a Freudian slip because they're doing exactly... I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. They're doing exactly what DC did and doing a reboot kind of thing using the Hydra, which, who knows, maybe they planned it from the beginning, and resetting numbers and bringing back old characters that, you know, quit or did whatever, and yeah. That's why I called it Marvel Reboot or Rebirth.
Rebirth.
Yes. I'm having trouble talking with that particular word. Anyway, along those lines, have you guys been looking at those primer pages that they've been putting out?
No. I think I've seen them, but I haven't looked through them.
Okay, well, on the library, I'm using air quotes, if you know what I mean, wink, wink, they're all up there that have been put up so far. So if you missed any, they're up there.
They're basically just clip art from the history of the character with captions by, I don't know who the writer is, but they got one guy to basically do a Peter Sanderson with all the various characters.
Yeah, I like reading through those because some of them I had no idea what was going on with, and I never knew the origin of Deadpool until today. I read that and Despicable Deadpool. That was quite interesting. So no wonder he's mean. Or a little deranged, yes. I guess. That makes perfect sense now. They even broke the fourth wall in it. I thought that was funny. Just like he would do. It says, I'm a handsome doll, just like a young, what's that guy's name that plays him?
Ryan
Reynolds.
Yeah, it actually says it. Like a young Ryan Reynolds. Anyway. So, let's get this going. It was my idea to do this, so I'll take the first page. It's wordy. It's a wordy mofo, boys and girls. And I'd say we do spoilers, but I don't think anything was really spoiled except for stuff. I don't know even what to say.
It'll be spoilery.
Sort of. Okay, so we start out... we start out 1 million years ago. Or when I was still in high school for those youngsters.
poor Chris.
No, I'm just kidding. Somebody's narrating and they're talking about Legacy and yada yada yada, and you see what looks like Thor's hammer. And you see Neanderthals are trying to lift it up, which they can't.
Kazutide.
Bless you. Good Lord.
Thank you.
And somebody's like, ha! Get away from there! Shoo! And you think it's Thor, but come to find out it's actually Odin.
Because it has the Asgardian lettering in the dialogue box that they use in the Thor book, in
yes,
Mighty
it
Thor.
Does. Yes. And he's saying, get the hell away from my hammer. Sorry, son of a deceased troll that it is. And apparently in 1 million BC, the hammer was Odin's. And it did everything it could. Apparently didn't like Oda very much. He wasn't very worthy either, apparently. And it
in
would
the,
in the current
Mighty Thor, the yeah. the hammer has taken on a personality.
I see.
Yes. So apparently, new stuff. They didn't do that. That's something they haven't really explored much. Why the hammer does what it does.
So and yeah,
that's
apparently
that's what Jason Aaron's doing.
Yeah. He apparently he throws it and it doesn't always come back, and and he's cussing it out. We'll bend you to my will if it takes him. He's like, you lost it again, and somebody off from the side, it slipped was all. For an All Father, you are a terrible liar, Lord Odin. I think wherever you throw it, the hammer sees it as an opportunity to escape. And anyway, come to find out, whoa. I hit the wrong button. I just went all the way to the end instead of the next page. 1 second while I come back.
While you recalibrate.
There we go. All of a sudden, you see apparently Phoenix has a host even way back then. And it's a redhead as well. She's saying, your proficiency in battle has become my business as guardian, whether I like it or not, for the Phoenix does not plan on dying here today. Did you see the monster fall? And they're going back and forth. He's trying to cover up to the fact that, you know, that Hammer's not doing what he wants it to do, and he's having trouble picking it up. And he keeps telling her, still your flaming tongue. Did any survive? And they're like, okay, so we see a...
Real quick aside.
Go ahead.
In the Thor Legacy book,
yes,
it was revealed that Odin that these two characters had a thang.
Oh, Phoenix and him, that makes sense.
Yes,
in the Thor book, seems like I read something about that. My goodness,
anyhow, just an aside. That was what 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Okay,
ancient history, a million years ago.
Million years ago. So somebody off to the side, and I like this is kind of cool how they did this. All accounted for and assembled. So you see a caveman Black Panther, and I was surprised about you see something that looks like Hulk, but it's got the Star Brand, and it is actually the Star Brand from those new universe from well the it's a really really old universe now because it was when I was
a million years ago.
Yeah,
that's right,
and. The bald lady.
It's a gently used.
Yeah.
Previously owned.
But you see this bald chick, and the first thing I think of is Moon, whatever.
Moon Dragon,
that's it.
Moon Dragon.
But you find out later it's an Iron Fist, and I guess the Star Brand got on a Cro-Magnon, I guess. I don't know. You see somebody standing behind her and a guy with a flaming head, which you come to find out is a Ghost Rider, but apparently he had a Mastodon of Vengeance, which apparently got killed in their battle.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
This is and in the background the guy that looks like Stephen Strange is actually the Agamotto himself. And they're talking about strategy because apparently they were fighting a deranged celestial. And it wasn't going too well because, you know, the Mastodon got killed. So they're getting ready to fight it again. Apparently Agamotto is the Sorcerer Supreme, which I saw a snippet. Apparently Loki is going to be the Sorcerer Supreme, coming up. Should be interesting.
Cool.
So they're kind of going back and forth. Agamotto is telling them it's a celestial, one of a race of cosmic giants and old as time itself. But this one is much different from the others I've encountered in my travels. Beyond more wanton, more deranged. The way it rages, tearing apart the ears as it's searching for something. It seems almost rabid as if infected or, and then, you know, we're talking about, yeah. So yeah. Who wants to go next?
Oh, I'll take it. We got the latest Ghost Rider there who is... I don't remember his name. It'll come up, I'm sure.
Yes.
Anyway, he's sleeping in his car.
Wait a minute. You skipped
Wait
the page.
A minute.
You skipped the page.
The battle.
Yeah.
They're fighting
the
Celestial.
I'll do that, the battle, and you can take up where you were already at. How about that? Well, if I can
sure,
get this to work,
that.
If I can get this to quit jumping back and forth, I will. It's a nice car, too, by the way. I'm very jealous. Okay, so, yeah, we all know what we should do. We should kill it, and they all take off and doing their thing in Phoenix. And, okay, this is way... Anyway, they have a big battle, and my comic thing is going crazy. It's skipping.
And Odin yells... And then we nail its corpse to the moon as a warning to the others
yes.
that this world may be hideous and inbred, but it is not without its protectors.
Okay, inbred, that's something coming from a god.
Yeah,
inbred.
I know.
That's like all they do, breed inside their little families.
Mm-hmm.
Or with, yes. you know, mortals as, you know, maybe that's more Greek, but pot, kettle, black, that's all I'm saying.
Yep.
I couldn't agree more. So they go to battle with the Celestial, and the Celestial is getting ready to besorge them. And there are many of us now in different shapes and colors and creeds, and many maybe there always were, and we just didn't notice. This is the voiceover, by the way. But
yes.
What does that mean for the legacy we leave the Earth? That is, if we're planning on leaving an Earth around at all. So they go running off to battle the Celestial, and then we have a quick scene jump to Murray.
To nowadays, yeah. We got the new Ghost Rider. He's sleeping in his car, and he's been dreaming that he was riding a Mastodon. And he's dreaming about this old Iron Fist and the million-year-old Black Panther, and he's all sleepy and... grungy, and a police officer's like, "You look, kiddo, you can't be sleeping in the park in your car. You're gonna need to step out of your car."
Yeah, there's
and
that's kind of that cop's standing there is. I thought that was kind of like
Lord.
A subliminal message because I mean, if you ever watch Live PD on A&E, I mean the cops they are fully loaded like military now. Everywhere you look, and that guy's got a, you know, assault rifle, and a full gear, and he's, you know, doing a traffic stop. I mean, that ought to tell you something of what way this country's become. So anyway,
but this isn't. What there's more to come. More to come here.
Yes,
there
continue.
Is more to come. That's right.
I just wanted to.
So he tells the Ghost Rider to step out of the car, and he's like, "Where the hell am I?" Last thing I remember, I was at home working on the car, and I must have dozed off, and I don't think I'm in East L.A. anymore. And the police officer is out of patience. He's like, "All right, out. Last warning." And Robbie, that's his name. Robbie Reyes, is that his name?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. And Robbie says, "Great, just great." And he starts to drive off, I guess. He decides, yeah, he's not sticking around with the police officer. He's just going to... get out of there. Like your life wasn't already complicated enough. Now you're running from the cops and where the hell am I again? Wait, that sign said Cape Town? Like South Africa? Did I just sleep drive from Los Angeles to Africa? I knew this crazy car was weird, but that's just ridiculous. What in the freaking hell is going? And then there's like a big bazoom. And we get the... Yeah. We get the modern day Star Brand. Who comes down and he says, "Rider, I knew you'd be the first to come." And Ghost Rider has no idea who this is. He's like, "If you're some South African superhero, I'm really not looking for trouble here. I'm just a bit lost." And Starbrand says he's the Earth's defense mechanism. And that's why he's the one that has to do this. And he says, "I know what you've seen in your dream, Roberto Reyes, but I'm sorry, I can't let you anywhere near it." And he smashes through the window and he grabs Robbie and... throws him out of the car.
How
says
long
you're not
the
ready
Star
to face.
Been like that?
Grumpy?
Wasn't
he originally?
Yeah, but there was a new Star Brand that was created recently in the Avengers, along with a new Night Mask.
Yeah, that's the one.
And they were college students. The last we saw them, they were attending college in New York City.
See,
in their very very brief series that they had.
Yeah, that was the last I Well, that's the last I heard saw of him. Yeah, anyway.
Sorry. Yes.
Well, he's gotten cranky.
Yes. He's gotten very cranky. But he did. How about that Romita Jr.-esque page? It totally looks like his stuff.
It does, oh, yeah, for sure, for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely, especially that face there. Where he's standing.
Or even or even one of your favorites, Burn. That bottom left-hand corner, or bottom right-hand corner has a Burn-esque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Quality.
Which would be appropriate for Starbrand. So.
Yes. Anyway, Starbrand has decided he's got to kill Ghost Rider because he can't have Ghost Rider mucking about with forces that are mysterious.
The thing and the stuff.
Ghost Rider, of course, is not having any of it. So he has his car smash into the Starbrand.
Actually, I think that the car did it on its own, but I'm not
Oh,
sure.
maybe.
It's Christine.
I don't know enough about Ghost Rider. Is his car Christine? Could be. Either way, the car smashes Starbrand, and Ghost Rider gets all flamey. And,
Yikes.
I know. That's a, what is it? Day of the Dead, Dia de Muertos. Anyway, it's a very, it's a very, Mexican Creepy. Look.
I like it.
Yes, anyway, they're going to throw down. They are going to throw down.
Yes.
And that's where we leave them for now. All Getting right. ready to duke My it turn. Out.
My turn. And we're in Jotunheim, realm of giants. It's a very icy place. And the voiceover is continuing. Though there are others who are bound to their legacies, to the forefathers, in ways that can never be severed. And we have more Asgardians speak, and it's our good friend Loki. Awesome. And he says, I know what you're thinking. This wasn't the life I expected, the glorious adventure. I always thought I was destined to lead. That was promised to me since birth, no matter how deep they cut, continues the voiceover. Well, welcome to the club. And Loki is lecturing a bunch of ogres. We are all the children of Rhein here. Are we not? And you've got to remember, his dad was a frost giant. We all have the same frost giant blood coursing through our veins. But like me, you lot never quite measured up, did you? You are the runts of the litter, giants in name only, crushing disappointments in our father's eyes. We are the ones that they just as soon forget, but we won't let them forget us, will we, brothers? No, not after tonight. And he's talking these mini giants into going to war with giants, because that's what Loki does. He talks people into doing things against their own interests. And it's out there calling to me from across the realms, the power to change the world, so forth, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And one of them has a thought in his head, one of the mini giants. He says, we'll do your dirty work, Loki, but you'd best deliver on your promise, or the next trinket we fetch will be your still beating heart. Loki says, that's the spirit. My father, King Laufey, will be representing us, respecting us all in no time. And the mini giant says, should we expect resistance? And Loki is teleporting them to what looks like a installation that's got barbed wire. And he says, well, it is Midgar, so yes, I expect there to be some foolish humans bumbling into your way. Do try not to be overly murderous. crate 4-1939. That's what you should be focused on. And I'm sure those numbers have some meaning.
Yeah. The only thing,
1939.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, was that the year that the Human Torch and company were first published?
I think so.
When All Star?
I think so.
Timely. Yeah.
Okay. Timely. Thank you. And Loki's all, respect of my father. I can't believe they bought that one. I guess it helps that the truth is even more ludicrous. Hey, I'm Loki, the littlest, most liarish giant. And believe it or not, I'm here to save the world. Bum, bum, bum.
Excellent. And,
next. Or I can continue. I don't care. I'm good either way.
I can take
Go for it.
Okay, go for it.
You
so
go
shield
for it. Go for
storage
it.
Facility.
Shield storage facility. So apparently something happened where they're shutting shield down. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought you guys said me to take it. Well, I can take it.
All right. I'm taking it. I only got 2 pages.
Oh, well, you go ahead then. I don't want you to be left out.
I'm feeling... Whatever. So we got a bunch of shield guys and military guys. Good of you boys finally to drop in. Blame Travis here for our being late. He was convinced we were being followed. I'm telling you, the same truck was behind us for miles. A beer truck of all the... Can we just get this over with, says one of the shield guys. Some of us have to get busy, you know, being unemployed. And the military guys, yeah, can't believe this is happening to you guys. They're shutting down the whole shebang. I mean, SHIELD always seemed like such a stable organization. And the SHIELD guy says, you boys must be from the Pentagon's wise-ass department, huh? Well, believe me, in this room there's nothing to laugh about. You're looking at SHIELD's deepest, darkest, most dangerous little secrets. And they're basically, it's the storage facility from the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I was going to say the same thing.
And they are basically they're taking inventory of this warehouse, and they found one box that they don't know what it is. And there's no record of this crate, and it's crate number 4-1939. Shocking! And straight out of A Christmas Story, they're saying they don't know what it is, and then one of the guys says, "Do you have any idea what's in it?" Mm-hmm. Which, if anyone's seen Christmas Story, it's like, no. They haven't looked inside it. Anyhow, Shield Guy says, if you're dumb enough to open it and find out, be my guest. Guys, is it just me or is it freezing cold in here all of a... And the mini giants come busting in, killing, rampaging, destroying. Mm-hmm. And then in come the updated versions of Captain America and Thor. That would be Falcon America and Lady Thor. And she says, frost giants, small ones. They don't look so small to me, says Falcon. They will once we are finished with them. Guess I can give the old thread some action this one last time. And they get busy beating up frost giants. And we get a little insight into them. The voiceover says, as Jane Foster, she might be losing her battle with cancer, but no one said you couldn't have fun while dying. Which is why Thor will definitely be making out with Captain America today. And yes, for those who don't know, Jane Foster is now Thor. Uh-huh. And then Sam Wilson will miss the salutes, but with the real Steve Rogers finally back, Sam's ready to let go of the shield and be his own man again, maybe after just a few more swings. So he's beaten up on Ross Giants as well. With his wings, I think they're made of adamantium. I don't know. And then one of the frost giants gets one of the military guys and threatens to slice him open. And then in flies Ironheart, the current female Riri Williams.
Did you notice on one of those panels that there's another shield in one of those crates?
Yep. It even says, well, look what we just uncovered, big guy. Must be an old prototype shield and then they're interrupted.
Yeah.
So... there's more to this warehouse than meets the eye. And there's some talky talk. In comes Riri Williams. She takes out the frost giant, saves the guy who's being held hostage. And she talks about she lost track of time. And now he introduces Thor and Ironheart, but they've met before. But anyhow, so they're beating up frost giants some more, and that crate that they are all supposed to be curious about starts glowing. And then we get some more voiceover. It says, in other news, the nationwide manhunt continues for the costume assassin known as Deadpool. Businessman Wilson Fisk pulls ahead in the latest New York mayoral polls, and the whole country is still asking.
Where is Captain America?
Where is Cap? Oh, God. Yes. Go for it. This is awesome. This art on this is...
Who did the art?
Chris Samney.
This is Chris Samney. It's beautiful.
Yeah, he's the one that's going to do take over Captain America with Mark Waid, just like
they
did.
It's Samney.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Samney then. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. So, so they're in a diner somewhere, and he's sitting there, and they're talking about after the recent Hydra takeover of the country. It's still weird to say that out loud, isn't it? But after everything his supposed doppelganger, in quotes, put this country through, we all want to know, where is the real Steve Rogers hiding? And when will he answer for what has been done in his name? And he's talking with the chick, the thing there. If you're back up front, long drive ahead of you. It's like, where are you headed, handsome? Wish I knew, man. And then you hear the TV watching Rox News, and now I word from your friends at the Roxxon Energy Corporation. Has nothing to do with real life there. Steve Rogers isn't sleeping much either these days. Like me, his thoughts are of legacy. How easily they slip away and how difficult they are to reclaim. Now we're in Asgardia, home of the gods.
So Steve has got his shield back. He's got the round shield back. And it's not the one that was in the crate that busted open.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I don't know why would they even show that.
Well, that's the point. This is just like the Rebirth book. It's all these little glimpses of storylines to come.
Okay, I just realized Odin's son has no arm. His left arm looks like a robot arm. Did he lose his arm recently?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
He lost his arm.
Wow, man. Yes. Okay, anyway, more meat, he says.
Got it cut off, and it's made. His arm is made out of this Uru, whatever, or, you know, U-R-U, whatever that's Uru, how it's pronounced.
The same stuff the hammer's made out of.
Yes.
If I have to say it again, bartender, someone's back teeth will taste Uru. The lady's like, you're not starting another fight in here, Odin's son. There's no one on Asgardia who will still oblige you, no matter how much you might want them to. Bah, if I want to fight, I'll find trolls. Just keep pouring. If I can't be stinking worthy, at least I can be a stinking drunk.
He got a Chris Hemsworth haircut.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. Like, I was actually reading a Defenders book, and it's amazing how much those characters all of a sudden look like their counterparts on TV. It's amazing.
You know, in not defense of Marvel, but they did it subtly. It's not like one day they were looking like their old version, and the next day they look like the TV or movie version. They were very
subtle,
slow transition to look like their.
Yeah.
Their media version.
The Odin's son, this is an interesting little aside here. Sorry. The Rainbow Bridge.
So interesting you put you to sleep.
Sorry. The Rainbow Bridge has been broken for a while, so if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, while the Odin's son wallows in unworthiness, on the nearby Rainbow Bridge stands one of the royal Asgardian visors, a god whose job is to foresee the future. Though after his latest vision, he decided he wishes to see no more. He says three words and takes three steps, falling into the cosmic ether. Mangog is coming, he says, and dies. And all the gods of Asgard shudder without knowing why. You hear this better be good. Stark facility, Dover, New Jersey. And I mean like the Wire season 4 kind of good. I've only got about 5,000 things I need to be doing right now. And that's Mary Jane Watson, apparently. I think. Yes.
She is an administrator for Tony Stark.
Yeah, I remember, because I've been catching up on the Spider-Man thing. I remember when you first found out that I need to read some more. But anyway, yes, Miss Watson, we just couldn't say anything about the problem outside of this restricted area. It's about you should just see for yourself. Is this some kind of joke? I'm looking at nothing. Yes, ma'am, that's the problem. He was still here an hour ago. So anyway, I guess Tony's been in a coma and now he's disappeared.
This scene is in complete contradiction to, not contradiction, but it conflicts with a recent issue of Iron Man where they found out that Tony was missing. She didn't have to be called to the facility to find out that she was missing.
Okay.
It conflicts.
They probably had done that to some extent because I had no idea that was that way. So this is my first time seeing it. So I mean, it kind of makes sense, I guess.
If, I know. I'm being a continuity wonk. I know.
Oh, that's fine. So we go back to it is Superhero SmackDown on Sunday
South
edition.
South Africa.
Yes, in South Africa.
You take it, Murray. This,
take it.
You're back to. Yeah.
So Ghost Rider and Star Brand are duking it out, and Ghost Rider's like, stand down, whoever you are. I don't want to hurt you. Well, maybe a little. You dented my car. But the more you push me, the more hurting's going to happen, whether I like it or not. And Starbrand's saying, you're learning to control the demon inside you more every day, but still you hold back, which means you don't truly understand why you're here, what's at stake, and that's all the more reason you have to fall. So he boofs him all the way across South Africa into town and starts zapping him.
He does.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he's like...
Zaps the hell out of him.
Yeah.
He does. Much Boom. Zapping to be in.
Yeah. There's something...
Damn it.
Something coming. Especially for those of us who've been here since the beginning. Since the Great Fall and the First Host, like you and I. The world's been cursed because of us. Its chaos is our greatest legacy. There's lots of upheaval, blah, blah, blah. It's all going to come crumbling down. Beings like us, we have to protect the world from ourselves. And he's like strangling Ghost Rider, and then Ghost Rider kicks him off, and we zip into another section of South Africa.
Yep.
The Great Karoo region. We got a couple
Flintstones.
Yeah, I know. The Great Karoo. Boom.
We
got a couple of S.H.I.E.L.D. agents. Last day on the job for S.H.I.E.L.D. We get stuck babysitting some 2-bit archaeologists.
So,
I don't know. Guess
question.
Could be worse, I guess.
Question. They shut down S.H.I.E.L.D. because of all the Hydra hijinks, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. Good enough.
Sounds good. So these two archaeologists have found some cave drawings. They definitely date to the early Stone Age. I think we should slow the dig down and take more time to study them before we press on. Don't be a coward. You've seen the LIDAR scans? I don't know. You've seen the scans. You know the real find lies deeper. We got to keep going. And they're arguing a little bit, and then there's a big explosion because this is where Ghost Rider has come crashing and Starbrand has come crashing down. And Starbrand is like, worried, not this place. The Fallen, it's drawing me here. I can't let the Rider find it. I won't. And the police and the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents are like, Starbrand, put your hands in the air. Don't move or we'll open. And they're like, just shoot him. But Starbrand,
he besorched
them, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
He fried their butts.
That's not the Starbrand I know and love.
Yep, obviously.
Yep. Oh, he really did. He burned them to ash. The two archaeologists are left. And one of them is like, we got to get out of here. And the other one's like, keep digging. And Starbrand flies off.
Wow.
Boom, boom, boom.
And then, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. And we got everyone's favorite merc with a mouth, Deadpool. And it looks like he's, at first glance, it looks like he's in confession. He's in a confessional. He's all, I'm not sure. I'm not exactly sure which sins I had. But if I had to guess, I'd probably say all of them, especially the ones that involve murdering, all the various forms of crippling and self-love. Does that count? Yeah, the way I do it, it definitely counts. Point is, Padre, I think this old pool finally went too far. So if you wouldn't mind, shut the hell up in there, a voice yells from off. And we pull back, and we're actually in a public restroom, a not-so-clean public restroom, in fact.
Yeah.
And the cop is yelling, this isn't a confessional, you jackass. It's a restroom in a Roxy Burger on 35th Street, and you're under arrest for the murder of S.H.I.E.L.D. agent Phil Coulson.
He's so dead come out with again. Your hands up. Sorry.
Again.
Wow.
And come out with your hands up. And another cop says, blah, blah, blah. Let's just let him have it. And they shoot Deadpool. And Deadpool just sits there taking it. He's all, thank you, Father. May I have another? Thank you, Father. May I have? And they're shooting him through the door. And bullets are going through him and hitting the wall. And he does feel pain. He may regenerate, but he does feel pain. Anyhow. Mm-hmm. And we switch to Doctor Strange's
New York.
I think Sanctum it's still New Sanctorium. York. Yeah, we're still in New York. We're just another street in New York. And boy, and Doctor Strange and Iron
Fist. Four blocks each west and three blocks north.
That's right.
Nobody's lost. Stop it.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
And the Sanctum is telling me that someone attempted to thwart the front door defenses. So someone tried to break into Doctor Strange's place, and that's what. And it looks like Doctor Strange and Iron Fist are also having dreams about being cavemen. So that scene from the very beginning about the 1 million years could in fact have been all of them having the same dream together. All of the Avengers 1 million BC. Oh my God, they stole that straight from DC too. Grant Morrison. God Lord.
What now?
Remember Justice League 1 million? Or
oh yeah, yeah, they yeah. 1 million. They went the other direction, but yeah. Yeah, DC 1 million. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And the Sanctum Sanctorium protected itself with its shrubbery, and turns out it was Norman Osborn was trying to break into the Doctor Strange's
his bachelor house. Pad, man.
And Norman's mumbling himself out, that damn shrubbery. There are other sources of powers in this city ripe for the taking. And next time, Norman Osborn.
Man, the tongue foolery.
You've infected me.
Infected you. Sorry about that, man.
Yeah, it's all good. So in the recent issues of Amazing Spider-Man, Norman has decided that magic is the way to go.
Okay.
So, anyhow.
He's going to be the Green Goblin again.
He is. He actually went up to the place where Doctor Strange trained, but they didn't want him.
Really?
So we're now at Avengers Mansion, which I didn't know was a thing again, but whatever.
I didn't either.
So there's a it says something's wrong, and Jarvis is looking out a window. And he says, "Sorry," and then up walks the new Wasp. And she says, "I said, is something wrong, Jarvis? You're just standing there staring."
You know, I heard she was unstoppable, but
she is unstoppable.
That might be a rumor.
Stupid clothes. And he's staring out the window. He says, "I know every brick and stone of this old place, from good memories to bad. And yet, have you ever felt as if some part of your surroundings, some insignificant detail, is just wrong?" And she says, "I can't say I have." She says, "Ah, well, jamais vu." I believe
that's
the French
right.
call it.
Jamais vu.
Jamais vu. Just a trick of the mind, I suppose. After all, everything's just as it should be. And then we have the iconic Avengers gathering, the original Avengers, along with Captain America. But it's slightly different. The Wasp has been replaced with some unknown skirted lady.
Yes.
I don't know if she's been replaced. I think she's hanging out on Giant Man's finger.
She might still be. I had saw somebody say something about that, too.
Where?
Well, it's a tiny, tiny picture, so you're not going to see her there. But...
yeah, because I looked at a picture that George Perez did for an Avengers Assemble storyline, and she was on his finger, but I saw a commentary on one of the websites saying that they didn't see her very well either. They just saw the new chick.
I guess if you
chick.
Blow that picture up, she's
she
not
might
there.
Be oh. there.
Poor Wasp.
She's not there at all. I mean, I've got to
if you blow that picture
screen.
Up, she's not there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, she's been replaced on the in the statue.
Yep.
I guess we'll find out. We will find out.
Upcoming Avengers stories. All right, next.
I guess it would be me. Yeah, she's got a name, apparently. I was looking at that earlier on a website. I'll have to find that. So we go back we go back to the three newer Avengers fighting mini giants and the Frosties. That's what I'm going to call them, the Frosties from now on. Because I like the sound of it. Anyway, so Ironheart, she's saying, so does this mean we're like the Avengers now? Because the three of us together don't know it feels kind of Avengery, right? call us whatever you like after we're finished with these bloodthirsty monsters. So anyway, they're fighting, and she's like, let her say it, whatever, you know. And says, I will not die fighting frost giants, not this day, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so they're fighting, and she's gonna say Avengers Assemble, but she forgot, and the moment passes. So does he have another shield, did he pick up the shield that was on the floor and start using it, I guess? Or
looks like it,
because he didn't have one before, I didn't think. Anyway,
And he gave up his shield at the end of the Captain America mm-hmm. legacy book. He gave it back to Steve Rogers.
Ah, I see. Okay, I haven't read that yet, so that makes sense.
Really, really good. Really,
yeah. I've got it. I just haven't read it. So anyway, they're chasing the other guys. Avengers, get Avengerings. Is that it? These are no Avengers I've ever seen. A couple of the Frosties said. No trademark, any kind of trademark infringement with Wendy's whatsoever. I'm going to say that right now because I can't afford a lawyer. So he continues, hey, blah, 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 I'm the son of this and son of that. It's kind of like a Klingon would say. It's like, wait a minute, there's a crate that we've been looking for. Let's take it back to Loki, finish our bargain, and see that he remembered. So he goes back, one of them goes back to fight, and the other one takes off like a bandit in the night with his... with the crate. And next thing you know, you see a couple of people you haven't seen in a while. You see the Thing and Human Torch.
Actually, we've seen them a lot lately.
Yeah, the Thing has been in Iron Man. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, the Thing has been in the Doctor Doom Iron Man, and the Human Torch has been in the Uncanny Avengers, and also the Inhumans recently. So
that's right. Yeah, he's the
they've
man.
They've had exposure.
So what's going on? You think they even remember us? I mean, they could make a whole team right now just out of the Thors and Hulks. I love the meta stuff. I worry the world doesn't need us anymore, Ben. Spoken like a true moron, as usual. Do they need us? You bet my sweet Aunt Petunia they need us, Johnny. Now more than damn ever. Who cares what folks remember or don't? So they throw up the Fantastic Four alarm flare with a little pistol that he had, a flare gun, just as long as we never forget. Not in your big, ugly life. So, basically, and as you go through towards the end, they're putting out a Marvel 2-in-1 book, which back in the day, when dinosaurs roamed the Earth, it was a Thing. It was like Marvel team-up, but except for it was Thing and somebody else. And I guess they're going to have those two teaming up together in a book. And, you know, I think I might actually read that. So, some more monologuing in the background. And then we go out to the Benzahine star system and the planet of Bast, Baron T'Challa, throne world of the intergalactic empire of Wakanda. Okay, so when did Wakanda move to outer space?
I think this is the first time we've seen it.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yes. All right, then. And that's all you see. Very strange. And then we go back to Alpha Flight Deep Space Monitoring System in New Mexico. So
what? New Mexico? No yeah. way.
Yeah.
No. Alpha Flight stays above the 49th parallel.
Okay. So
and actually, recently they've stayed up in space.
I know they're out in space. They're doing stuff with Captain Marvel and stuff. But come on.
So you got one of those.
You're having none of it, are you, Murray?
No.
Nope.
Not gonna.
My
take
Alpha
it.
Flight is Canadian.
Not gonna take it. No, we're not gonna take. Oh, sorry. My God, I can't believe I'm singing that song. So you got two brainy types. One of them, he kind of looks like Stephen King in his younger days. They're watching radio transmissions from space, but apparently WrestleMania 475 is out. Wrestle Madness 9. And they're going to go watch it, and they leave. Just about that time, you get a signal from the Teo star system, and you hear, says, found your energy signature. Know you're alive. Back to Sakaar. We need you, Green Sakaar. Please, Hulk, it's time to come home. Come on, focus, Window. All right, now we're back to the main ticket. Ghost Rider.
This is Murray's story. Okay.
This is my story.
Go for it, dude.
So Ghost Rider has like wrapped his fiery chains of hell around Starbrand and is like yanking on him. And Starbrand just zaps him apart. Says, "You can't defeat me. Accept your defeat." Zaps him again.
Well, that Starbrand,
the Starbrand is going to teach you how to stay down.
Real bad attitude problem.
I know, Starbrand's gone cranky here. "Be thankful for the quick death I'm about to give you, Rider. Believe me, if I've allowed you to find the Fallen, to bring the host, it would be no easy deaths for any of us." And Ghost Rider says, "He's not afraid of death. He's done it before, but tell me, are you afraid of a little penance?"
Oh.
And...
got him there.
He gives him like a death stare. "Feel all the pain you've ever caused others sent right back at you, burning right into your soul."
Yeah.
Starbrand is like, "Yeah, youch. So many dead. Ah, I did it to save the world. Without the brand, there won't be enough to you. You're all doomed. The sleeper will wake. The horde will feed. The host, the final host will." And then he blows up. And Ghost Rider wins the battle. And Robbie's like, "What the hell was that penance? Was that the penance stare? Since when can I do that?" No idea what the hell any of that was about, but I know one thing for damn sure: no more sleeping in the car. Huh. And he starts driving off back to the archaeological dig. Ooh. And at the dig, the doctors are like, "This makes no sense. We shouldn't be down here. This is not how archaeology is supposed to be done. I mean, these radiation readings alone."
Yeah.
That's right. And the other guy's like, "You can go back if you want, but you're going alone." "You are insane, doctor. Your crazy dreams are going to get us killed. The flying man just obliterated our security detail." "Stop talking and feel it. Feel the buzzing behind your eyes. There's truth here about where we came from."
Oh, I thought that was just my cold religion. Medicine, but you know. Sorry, go ahead.
What if there's something profoundly unnatural about our origin? What if everything we know and love is a grand cosmic mistake?" And on the wall that they're looking at, we're seeing like cave drawings of Black Panther and the Phoenix and the Eye of Agamotto and probably the Iron Fist dragon symbol there. And yeah.
And hey, is that
they're all there.
Martian Manhunter's symbol? No, I'm sorry. It's a Star Brand. Yeah.
Yes, he's slid in there too.
Yeah.
Are you seeing these markings? These caves, this cave dates back to the Stone Age, but these symbols, they're not like anything I've ever seen. Neither is that. So beautiful, so diseased. And they're looking at the old celestial hand. And it kind of wakes up. It's missing a finger, but it's still waking up, and it zaps. I don't think it zapped. It might zap them.
It did.
It zaps the ground.
Did you see their screams there?
Well, they're screaming, but, you know, there's lots to scream about. Anyway, they're probably zapped. And the Celestial says, "Summon the final host. Cleanse them all." And yeah, they're pretty much dead. They're dead. The Celestial has awoken.
It might make them minions. You never know.
Maybe. They might be little Celestial minions.
Yep.
Alrighty. Back to go to S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yep.
Yeah.
Alright. So we're back at
my basement.
We're back at the basement with the three reconstituted Avengers. Anyhow, they've defeated the Frosties, as you called them, Chris.
Yeah.
And they've got them all bound up in special sci-fi bindings, and the army guys are marching them away. And so where's all those bonds will hold? And Captain Falcon says, "According to S.H.I.E.L.D., they were made to restrain the Hulk. Though now that I think of it, that never really worked out too well, did it?" And Ironheart saw the text kind of antiquated, very 2015. "I can make a few adjustments to be like, thank you, Cap, Thor, Iron Ma'am."
I love that name. Yeah. I love that name.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So much more than Ironheart.
Oh, Iron Man.
Iron Man.
It was probably. I would suggest that when Bendis was searching for a name, he was asking the public to give him names. I'm sure someone suggested Iron Man.
Yeah, oh, funny. I love that name.
And he says, thanks for being here. We'd all be dead if it wasn't for you three. Some died, not us. Cap says, any idea what they were after down here, what they found? And Thor says, give Mjolnir and I a moment alone with one of them, and we shall find out. Basically, she wants to torture one of the ice giants.
Going to bust some caps. Oh, wait. Sorry.
He says, we're sweeping now, but so far everything seems to be accounted for, at least as far as our records show, and we already know that there was no record of the missing of that one crate, the 4-131939, which, by the way, was the publication date of the first Namor story. I took a moment to look that up.
Yeah, I was just reading that too. Go ahead.
And he's running along. He's broken open the crate. He's carrying what was inside it, and he's okay. I have the crate. Open the portal, Loki. About time, and then he gets hit by a beer truck, the one that the army guys were saying was following him, and he is down on the ground, and the ice giant's freaking out. He's all, you stupid warm-blooded worm, I will grind you into gristle, and he's yelling, so stop hiding, get out here, you hear me in there? And somebody steps out of the truck who was reading... Oh, he has a travel guide? Who has travel guides nowadays? That's pretty old school.
I think it said galactic travel guide, though. If you look at the first word.
So he's going to have a gargle blaster. Okay.
Yeah.
And he steps out. He's got the boot on. He says, I sure do. And yes, here comes the worm, the dead little worm. I snar, son of Skarsicle. Son of Coldbone, warrior of Jotunheim, and you should start screaming now before this dagger carves you into a puddle of bloody slush. You hear me, human? You are dead. And human has got a cowboy hat on. And
this is my favorite says, part of the whole thing.
Not no more, I ain't. And he snicks the frost giant. Off from off screen, that's great.
Yeah, I love that part. And this next one is awesome too.
And you go for it.
You see a young woman walking towards a cabin, and the next thing you see, it's Jean Grey, the one from the past. She tells herself she's come here to the remote wilds of Canada in order to visit the grave of a fellow X-Man, but deep down, Jean Grey knows that this isn't what she's going to find. Jean knows better than anyone that sometimes the dead can rise from the ashes, remade, reborn, renewed. This is her legacy, her past and her future. And she's like, and now it's his too. And the apparently Wolverine has got himself out of that adamantium shell he was in. Welcome back.
Yep,
we missed sure you. Did.
Okay, has she even met him?
Yeah. Well, they're supposed to bring the original Jean Grey back.
But this is Baby Jean. When did Baby Jean meet Wolverine?
Yeah, they met.
Yeah.
He was
around about that time.
Still, yeah, he had not died before they were brought back.
Alrighty.
Cross my heart.
So back to...
All right.
Back to the... desert or the wild.
He may have been around, but they've barely known each other. Barely. It's not like this is grown-up Jean who's got like a big connection with Wolverine.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird. Why would she all of a sudden go up there? She wasn't that close to him, but I don't know. They didn't have another Jean to do it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Artistic license, Marie. Artistic license.
Yeah.
There are 8 million other X-Men on the planet that would be more concerned about coming up to pay respects to Logan than Baby Jean.
Yeah, but
yeah, they should have sent like Nightcrawler. They should have had Nightcrawler or something.
Nightcrawler or Roro or any one of the
Roro, especially
women that he's slept with. Like, come on.
Good but point. This was Baby about, Jean? You know, I mean, for the purpose of the story, we had to go with legacy. So
yeah, good point. It would have been even better if Laura was there.
Yeah, that actually would have been better. You're right.
Okay, so we're back out at the truck.
Screw this book. This sucks. It's all crap.
He's getting another beer, drinking glug glug glug, and I thought a very rude thing. He puts his beer in the hole in the guy's chest, the frosty that got killed. Yeah, here, keep that cold for me, will ya? And he burp, and he opens it up the Ford 1939 thing, and hey there, bub, aren't we a hell of a pair? And it's an Infinity Stone. Which I don't remember which one the blue one is. Do you remember? Anybody else remember what the blue one is?
Nope.
No idea.
Nope.
So, next thing you know, where you see the Guardians of the Galaxy ship, at least the one from the movie, which all of a sudden it looks the same. How's that happen? It just happened again. I can feel it. Another one's been found. Another instrument of ultimate power. Another Infinity Stone. And it's Nebula, daughter of Thanos. And she's, you know, she's wanting to know how she can win this war.
Nebula. Isn't that Gamora?
Nebula.
Gamora, excuse me. Yeah. I always got them mixed up. Now I gotta know.
Nebula's blue. Nebula's blue, if that helps.
Very good, yes. Hold on here. I gotta find this out.
The blue, I'll look up the blue Infinity Stone.
Okay, good. Thank you. Because I already thought those were already out there. Because isn't one of them in the end of that staff? At least that's the way it was in the movies. Loki's staff had one of them. The one for Mind. While deep under the ground in South Africa, of course, it was the blue one, if I remember correctly. Anyway, well, a pretty little stone would have been nice, but there are other sources of power in the universe, aren't there? Like you, for instance. Hello, new friend. Guess they should have nailed you to the moon like Daddy wanted. Summon the final host. And Loki says, yes, why don't we do that?
So by the way, blue is the mind. Blue is the mind gem.
I thought so. Let's see. Logan with the mind gem. That ought to be interesting. So they're showing some bits and pieces. You see the Ghost Rider, the car driving on the sands of South Africa. And, you know, a bunch of stuff going on. And next thing you know, you see Lady Thor and Steve Rogers are getting smoochies.
No, Sam Wilson.
Not Steve.
Steve, yes.
Sam Wilson.
Yeah. And Ironheart's like, meh, woe is me, you know. And then you see the truck, the beer truck. And there's all kinds of narration here. Heroes rise and fall. That has always been the way of our lives. Cataclysm looms and it is averted at the last possible moment until the next one comes along. Boy, tell me about that. This moment feels different. Never has it been looming quite this close. So in so many different ways, never have we felt so incapable of facing it. So very much not ourselves. So very lost. And then you see space. And
the final frontier.
You see a what looks like the out looks like a hand. And with a star in the middle, kinda in the clouds. So what do we do? I suppose we do what our kind has always done. What has become our legacy? You know, I'm sensing a theme here. We stand on the shoulders of super geniuses and space gods, close our eyes and imagine a better, brighter, more amazing tomorrow, then bring it to life. Something grand and fun and mind-staggeringly ridiculous. Something full of hope and compassion. Something both real and profoundly unreal. Something mad and something magical. Something fantastic. Hey, what are you doing? And it's the little Fantastic Four kids. Nothing. Mind your business, Franklin. You're my sister, Buttface. You're my business. That's so like listen to little kids, too, by the way. Come, Dad, say there's another new... Come on, Dad says there's another new universe up ahead for us to explore. I already know which universe I'd like to be exploring. What? I said I'll raise you, farthead. Hey, no fair. My name is Valeria Richards, and I'm closing my eyes now and imagining my way home. I'll see you when I get there. And that's who was doing all the narration. So, next page, it tells about who was all on here. Variant covers by Alex Ross and Scotty Young, and so on and so forth. Jason Aaron, writer, artist, Izad Ribic with Steve McNiven. and on and on and on. Yep.
And they've got a huge checklist of all the Marvel Legacy books. Yeah. And I like they're going back to the old numbering on some of these books. That's kind of cool.
I thought so, too.
Yeah. Deadpool. They're gathering all the numbering from all the Deadpool series, so it'll start on 287. Jesus.
That's crazy. Amazing Spider-Man number 789. Avengers 672. Guardians of the Galaxy 146. And, of course, the X-Men titles are kind of new. Yeah, they got the Marvel Legacy checklist here at the end. Huge, huge thing. Generation X number 85. Wow. Amazing. A lot of them.
But Detective's still going to reach 1,000 before any of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, obviously.
That's good.
So that wasn't too bad. Very wordy. Very wordy indeed, but...
But so was Rebirth.
Yeah, it was.
I don't think this will be the classic that Rebirth has taken. I don't necessarily think it's a classic, but people call it a classic already. But this I don't think this will be that. This was an obvious setup for future stories, whereas Rebirth felt like a story itself that was setting up other stories.
Absolutely.
Rebirth kind of wrapped itself around the return of Wally West. That was the story they were telling.
Yeah, this.
And just... then they kind of sprinkled in other little hints of here's what's coming in the next year or two or three.
Yeah, and then some of that is just now coming to fruition, too.
Yeah, but they've kind of built up to all of that, right? Whereas this was more of, well, I guess the story that they wrapped this around was whatever that Celestial is calling.
Mm-hmm. The final host.
Yeah, I thought it was wrapping it around the return of the Fantastic Four. That's what
was what it looks like. Because they haven't been seen since Secret Wars, have they?
No. I think that's coming for sure. I don't know that this story did enough to, I wouldn't say that was the story that this comic was telling. I think it's laying seeds for it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Although, I mean, Valeria, I don't know. If that's the story they were telling.
I think this was revealing, here's the status quo currently at Marvel right. Comics. I mean, and maybe the only new part of it was that part with it, that with the Celestial, and then also doing the retro telling of the, not the retro, was the whatever, making up the new Avengers 1 billion or negative 1 billion or 1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, they set up some interesting things, but I felt Rebirth grabbed my heart a little more. This was, I don't know, if they had brought the Fantastic Four back in this book, I probably would have been, I don't know.
That would have been something.
Yeah, there was nothing of that magnitude. You're absolutely right. I mean, Wally West was a staple in the DC universe for many years, and for those of us who were definitely the ones who were irritated with the New 52, it was a great symbol of them revisit, you know, going back to that. But this, you know, if they, like you said, if they brought back the Fantastic Four, or no joking aside, if they brought back like the original Alpha Flight or something along those lines from that period of time, something that we haven't seen for a long freaking time.
Yep.
That would have been, we're going back to those stories that you kids, you who are now in your 40s, loved.
Well, and even the return of what's his name there? Wolverine.
Yes.
Like that just, it seemed.
Yeah, I read they're going to bring back the original Jean Grey.
Very what?
Well, it just seemed kind of anticlimactic, you know? Like there wasn't really build up to it. Like it was just, he's here now.
Yeah. I was read little snippets here and there. Apparently, they made some kind of promise about no more events, at least for a while. But Legacy doesn't count, so. apparently. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. It was interesting. It wasn't as big a deal as I thought it was going to be. But that's just the first issue, though. Isn't there going to be more?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Like, I think like Rebirth, it's just, that's the kickoff, and then all the storylines are taking place in the books. I think.
Yeah, they're going back to the old numbering, and whatever. Yes, again, and it might also be, I don't think, at least in your case, Murray, you don't have as much invested in the Marvel Universe.
Nope.
By any stretch,
you're right. It's one shot. My bad. No, go ahead.
You know, and I kind of have a little bit more than you, just because I read a lot of X-Men, as did Chris, so
yes,
probably a little more, a little more love for what's happening here. But they didn't touch on the X-Men at all.
In fact,
they were kind of left out of it, weren't they? Well,
the only X-Men on the cover was Storm. So.
Who? Yeah. Why her? Was it? I mean, excuse me if this is politically incorrect, but is it because she's like their female black character?
Well, I mean, know. You know, they didn't have very many on there.
No.
I don't know.
All right. I thought it was good. I thought it was decent. It was a good, hey, here's the status quo. If you're not reading Marvel Comics, this will bring you up to speed on basically everybody that you need to care about.
I've really enjoying those primer pages. They are they've helped a lot. There's a lot of stuff I don't know. So, yep.
And now you do.
Yep, I've actually enjoyed it. That part. I have enjoyed that part for sure, sir.
Excellent.
So, all right, I guess that's about it, isn't it?
All I got.
All right. Yep. As always.
Well, here, real quick. So they're basically the future of Marvel Comics is a bunch of what ifs. So Captain America had to earn back the trust of the entire nation. What if Asgard and Thor finally faced Judgment Day? What if Hulk revisited Sakaar? The Punisher got his hands on the War Machine armor. That one I'm looking forward to, by the way.
Yes, I've forgotten about that.
The Kingpin becomes mayor of New York. Loki became the Sorcerer Supreme. Deadpool kills Cable. Claw conquers Wakanda. Luke Cage goes back to prison. The Inhumans meet their true creator, so they keep retelling their origin. The Infinity Stones reformed and scattered throughout the universe again. And the Thing and Human Torch decided 1 + 1 = 4?
Awesome.
Sorry. That's from the back of the book.
No, that's cool. I like it. All right, so that's it. As always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think there. Or you can join us on the Facebook page. Every once in a while, something shows up there. People asking questions and stuff and things. Or you can make comments on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week. We are out.
Oh, yeah.